Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Glad to be here.
We are glad to be here, and we're glad for a new series.
Yeah, brand new series.
Yes, and we just come off a really great one that you should go back and listen
to. Yeah, we talked about reasons why you don't share the gospel for a bunch of them. And so it was like nine of them, I think.
Yes.
And we concluded it last week with a really heartfelt one. So go back and take a look at that, and hopefully you'll be, you know, that series will help you share the gospel and
yes.
live out your faith more, right? Wherever you're at, and especially in your workplace. That's kind of what we talked through. So today, we're getting off a new one. What are we doing, Steph?
Yeah, today's one is titled, Lies Satan Tells You About Scripture.
Yeah, so we're going to be in this one for a while. I think we're going to do like 12 of them. Lies that Satan tells you, the enemy tells you about Scripture, about the Word of God in particular. Jesus tells us right off the bat that what Satan does always to us is he lies. He creates, like when Jesus says, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus also talks to us about the fact that he is a liar, and everything he speaks to us are lies. He's trying to get us away from the truth of God. Jesus says this specifically in John chapter 8, verse 44, not verse 4. We originally had verse 4 on our notes.
Yes.
That's not it. John 8, verse 44. Steph, will you read that for us?
And
the second part of it.
Yeah, so it's like 44b. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
Yeah. His native language is lies. So when the enemy speaks to us, he is always lying. And so this is the reason we're sharing this series, Lies He Tells You About Scripture. If I were the enemy and I'm a liar, I would do everything in my power to keep you away from the Word of God. I would share as many lies as I possibly could in culture, to your heart, to your soul, to your intellect and your mind, to keep you from reading God's Word, because God's Word is powerful, it's alive, it cuts to the deepest part of our souls, it has it reveals everything about us and human nature and everything about God's nature and God's plan and purpose and freedom and all these things. And so if I was the enemy, I would lie to you the best way I could to keep you from the Word of God. I would say anything I could think of, anything I thought you'd believe, anything that works to get you to read other things or focus on other things instead of you being in God's Word. I would try to keep you away from God's Word at all possible. Right. And so I would just bake these little small, little simple lies into your mind constantly to get us not to be in the Word of God. Right. Because he wants to keep us out of the truth. Right. If the Word is the truth and Jesus is the truth in person and the Word of God is the truth and he speaks lies, then he would be doing everything he could to keep you from the truth. And he does this nonstop all the time. And you and I can be aware of his schemes. So I think sometimes we think, oh, the enemy's so powerful and he's got, you know, and he's just so much more powerful than us. And that's just not true. If you're a Christ follower, the Holy Spirit is inside of you. The power that is within you is greater than the one that's within the world, right?
Woo.
And so you and I cannot just not fall for his schemes, but we can sniff them out. We can know what they are. Matter of fact, Paul tells us that in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11. He says to us, he says, we know how he works. Steph, will you read that one real quick? 2 Corinthians 2:11.
Yes. In order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes.
We are not unaware of his schemes. I love that statement in 2 Corinthians. It's so this bold statement of you're not aware of his schemes. You can recognize them. You can figure them out. You can know what he's trying to do. You can sniff out the lies that he tells and what he's trying to accomplish. And I'm telling you, he's trying to keep us out of the Word of God. And he does that by planting these little lies in our lives. And so what we're going to do for this series, and they're going to be probably short episodes, we're going to try to give you some short little things to expose the lies that he's telling you specifically about the Word of God. Now, everything he tells us is a lie. So he's constantly lying to us about all kinds of stuff. But I think one of his biggest schemes is trying to keep us out of the Word of God. Paul says we can recognize those schemes. I'm telling you, I've sniffed this out. He wants to keep us out of the Word of God. And so we're going to share some lies that he's telling you to keep you out of the Word of God and debunk those real fast. And so these are going to be some short little episodes over the, it'll probably take us, it'll probably be 12 of them, I think. So it'll take us all the way through the new year. But here's number one. Lies that Satan tells us to keep us out of the scripture, out of word. Number one, what's the first one, Steph?
You already know it.
Like it's him saying to you, hey, look, you already know these things. You already heard these things. You know, these are just small, little, simple Bible stories that you learned when you were a kid. You know what the Word says. The Word says Jesus loves you. The Word says this, right? And so he's telling you that you already know it. You hear it every Sunday, right? You read the Bible when you're in church. The pastor preaches it. You already know it, so don't read it. And I want you to understand that that is a total and complete lie. You don't know it. You don't know it. You don't know it forwards and backwards. I have studied the scripture almost all my life. And I have done it in a personal way, in a preaching way, in an intellectual and educational way. I've studied the scripture. I have read the Bible from front to back many, many times. I've got a whole room full of commentaries and all kinds of scripture reference, Bible study resources, and all kinds of stuff. And I can tell you that even with that, there is no way that I could ever say I know it. There's no way I could ever say, oh, I know the scripture. I don't need to read it. That's just not true. It's a total lie. I know a great deal about it, but there's so much more to know. As a matter of fact, the more I read, the more I study, the more I realize how much I don't know, right? It's just this, there's no possible way that you should believe this lie that Satan wants to tell you to keep you from reading it, that you already know it. You don't know it. You don't know it. And you don't know the depths of it. Even if you get the main concepts, you don't know the depths of the scripture. And every time I open the word, even to something that I've read a million times, it is just something new is illuminated every time that I don't get.
Yeah.
Some sort of greater nuance, some sort of deeper theme. Like I've probably preached the most, if I took one piece of scripture that I preached the most in 25 years, it's probably the Great Commission that we just did that whole last series on. And yet, I just preached on it again for a month or so, and yet every time I read through it again, I pick up on something else, and something's more, it's deeper, like in something I don't know. And not to mention the fact that we forget so much stuff all the time anyway, right? That the enemy's going to tell you, oh, you know this already, to keep you from being in the Word, and it's a complete lie. You don't know it. To buy the lie that I've been there and done that about the Bible— and therefore I don't need to read it, is laughable, right? It's laughable. I don't think that the human mind can fully comprehend all the things of God at all, much less all of the scripture, which
right.
means there's never going to be a moment on this side of eternity where we know all of it, and therefore we should buy the lie that the enemy tells us. And I think the enemy says this all the time.
Yeah, he does.
I find this in people constantly where it's like, well, you know, I already know that story. I mean, one, there's no way to remember all the details of the story. Two, which story do you know? Do you know the watered down one that was given to you as a child? Right? Do you know the ones where, like, if you remember being a kid?
Yeah.
We would listen to some all kinds of Bible stories as a kid, and then you go back and read it as an adult, and you realize, oh, that was the PG version of this particular Bible study. Right? Like,
true.
Like when you think, here's a fine example of this. Everybody thinks they know the story of Jonah. So why do I need to go read the book of Jonah? Because I already know the story of Jonah. You know, he didn't do what God wanted him to do, and he got caught up in his big fish, and then he spits him back out, and then he does what God tells him to. There is so much more to that story, so much more depth to that story. As a matter of fact, the whole thing centers around racism.
Yep.
Jonah is a great big racist. And so you can find out by reading that story, and it's not just a story. It's a literal book of scripture. You can find out even more about how God feels about humanity and people and all those things. And there's no possible way. So it's like, well, I already know it. No, you don't know it. And to think that you know it is completely laughable. And it's an easy lie that the enemy tells of you don't need to spend time reading it because you already know it. He will make the Bible out to be like a show you've already watched a bunch, right? And that you don't need to go back and watch it because you already know what happens, right? It's like a movie where you know the end of it, and you don't need to go back and watch it because you already know the end of it. And so the enemy will lie to you and tell you those things so that he keeps you out of the truth. He's trying to keep you away from the truth of God. Because if you will open that Bible consistently all the time. Honestly, if you open that Bible, it will cut to the deepest parts of your soul.
Yes, it will.
And it will give you, not just read you and give you depths of your soul, but it will give you practical ways to live and succeed.
Yeah, it
and
does.
Be godly and be holy. And I mean, just to sit around and buy the lie that you already know it is absolutely laughable. You don't know it. The more I read, the more I study, the more I preach, the more I realize I have no clue about the totality of God's word in any way, shape, or form. This goes back to my favorite piece of theology we've said a bunch of times on the podcast. We even did a series one time, I don't know, probably 100 episodes ago or more, of just basics of theology, main doctrines of theology. This was one of them. My favorite piece of theology is the incomprehensibility of God. In other words, our finite human minds cannot completely understand, halfway understand, 5% understand the ways of God completely, and that goes along with the Word of God. You don't know it, and so don't buy the lie that you know it. I don't have to read it. I don't have to be in the truth because I know the story. I know how it ends. Do you see what I'm saying? All that is just a lie from the enemy. There's no way God's telling you that. Right? So if God's not telling you that, then it's coming from the enemy. And what Jesus just said is well, if he spoke to you, it's a lie.
True.
So you need to think the opposite of it. So all of these lies, we need to think the opposite. Instead of, well, I already know it, so I don't need to read it. It needs to be, no, I don't know it. I will never fully know it. And that's why I need to be in it all the time. Right? The enemy, we're going to go through a bunch of these in the series, little short episodes like this, of these lies that the enemy tells you about Scripture. The first one is, you already know it. No, you don't. Don't buy that lie. I'm telling you from somebody who is, I'm not going to say that I know the Bible better than anybody that you know, but I spend a lot of time in the Word, and I have to, right? I have to. I have to be in command of it to be able to teach it and preach it. And I'm just telling you, I don't know it. And if I don't know it, I'm not trying to be on my high horse. I'm just telling you, if I don't know it, you don't know it either. So don't buy this lie. He's trying to keep you from the truth of God's word. And that's our first one. You already know it. The next one that we're going to do next week, in these little short episodes, is no one can understand it. So don't read it, right? Total lie too. We're going to come back to that next week. So you got anything you want to add, Steph? These are short little episodes.
No,
I kind of like them.
I like it. But like while you were talking, I was like, with shows and books and everything, we always rewatch them or reread them. So why wouldn't we reread the Bible?
It's crazy.
Parts of the Bible.
You know what's funny is I love The Cosby Show and A Different World. Mm-hmm. I have watched every single episode, right, over and over and over again. When they come back on again, I'll watch them. Or you see it and the kids will watch it with me. And I know all these things, but then I will see something in it that I completely forgot or didn't recognize the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Same concept, right?
Yeah.
And so don't buy this lie, man. This is a key lie that he uses to keep you out of the Word of God. You already know it, especially if you're a Christ follower for a long time. If you've been following Jesus since you was a kid, if you've been in church since you were a kid, this is a lie he likes to share constantly. You don't need to read the Bible because you already know it. You don't. I'm just telling you, you don't. So that's all we got for this one. We're going to be giving you short ones through this whole series. Next week we'll do No One Can Understand It, so don't read it. That's a lie too. We'll debunk it next week.
All righty. Sound well, good? We'll see you.
All right. See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.